Scores from other sectionals. In the second, Penn leads Adams 26-9. At halftime, Homestead leads Norwell 24-15. Valley leads Fairfield at halftime 18-12. Raider ball to start the third quarter. And right away, guess who they go to? Scholl on the baseline. Trapped. Threw it in the lane. Locked loose. Neely comes out of there with it, but then it's taken back by Rinksecker. She's trapped, and a timeout will be called by Doug Springer. We'll keep it here with 7:46 left to play in the third quarter. Northridge on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard, still leading 33-28. At stake, a sectional championship and a berth in the regional. We don't know for sure where that would be, but if Warsaw would come back and win, it would almost be certainly in the Tiger Den, and almost certainly would be the 7 o'clock game next Saturday. There are two games. They are independent of each other, and each is a championship, so there'll be net cutting, pictures, and the whole thing for both games. Scholl will throw it in baseline right. At the court to our right, with her team up by five, and almost exclusively because of her. Scholl with Kaiser in front of her. Looking, bounces into corner to Ambers. Hands back to Scholl. No look pass into the basket. Hit Yater in the feet. Off her hands and out of bounds. Zoe taps her chest and says, "That's my fault." But that was a lot to ask for Zoe on that particular play. So Warsaw gets a stop. Down by five. And they'll bring the ball down to our left for the first time. Bricker off a high screen. Runs into Scholl. Now back out for Neely. Neely finds a curling Zartman, but Walker's there in time. Zartman down the side of the lane, shot it too hard, no good. Tipped by Goheen, grabbed by Kaiser. Out to Bricker, Warsaw gets a reload. Neely holding right of the key. Spins her way to the free throw line, hands back to Zartman. Zartman for a long three, it's good. She was almost to the volleyball line when she put that one in. 33-31, Warsaw within two. Left side, Walker. Up the baseline, spins away, and takes it back out. Scholl driving against Kaiser. Backs her down to the block. Turns and shoots. Missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Kaiser. Outlets to Neely. Warsaw with a chance to tie or take the lead. Zartman for three. No, not this time. Long rebound all the way to midcourt. Grabbed by Rinksecker, and she's fouled by Neely. Alexis with her first foul. Out of bounds to Northridge, mirror midcourt. 6:39 left to play in the third. When she cut it loose, I thought it was going in. But it was just a smidge long, maybe an inch. I get it into Scholl up near the timeline. Back in the corner, Ambers. Ambers against Neely. Picks up her dribble. Yater wants it in the post. And they can't get it in there. They throw it out to Rinksecker. She's pressured by Zartman. Now she'll try to drive right, but Zartman's right there. Out to the top for Walker. Left side to Ambers. Ambers spins inside, throws it into Yater, backs down in, and puts it up, and missed it. And Goheen's got the rebound. Outlets to Kaiser. Now back to Neely. Warsaw still down by two with the ball. Neely, down the left side of the lane, will peel off to the left wing. Back out to Bricker. Jocelyn's not had the ball here in the third quarter. Kaiser, right wing. Out to Neely between the rings. Now Bricker will make a little fancy move to get open. Hands back to Zartman. Open again for three. That one is way short. And the rebound will be grabbed by Walker for Northridge. That one did not look as good. You could tell that one was going to be short the whole way. Still a two-point Raider lead. Scholl backs down in. Half hook in the lane is good. And a foul. Kaiser with her third. Scholl scores again. She's got 29. And Kyra asking one of the other officials about it. It's a four-point lead again, and Scholl can make it five with her 30th point. Free throw up and in. She is 9 out of 10 at the line. Warsaw down 36-31. 5:30 left to play third quarter. Kaiser, left side Bricker, makes a head fake on Ambers, drives into a double team. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser, then back between the circles for Bricker. Bricker will take it left. Now kicks it in the corner. Kaiser fakes the three, ran into a double team, and got fouled. I think they're going to call this on Ambers, and they do, and that's her second. Warsaw ball out of bounds, baseline left. Just another Warsaw-Northridge rivalry game. Bricker left corner off the inbound. Finds Zartman, curling left, shoots for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Scholl's got the rebound. After hitting that first one, oh, then they almost threw it away. Rieksecker saw it coming at the very last second. Yater at the free throw line, backs down into Goheen, falls and fires, and scores. Rieksecker won't get anything for that, but she saved the day. It's a 7-point Northridge lead, 38-31. Warsaw had the ball twice with a chance to tie, came up empty, and now they're down by seven. Neely, a long jump shot. Etchway short. Kaiser has the rebound. She'll take it in on Scholl and scoop it up, and that's no good. Tip by Goheen. Back to Kaiser. Foul called. Kyra goes to the free throw line for two. Yater with her third. Kaiser not the best free throw shooter on the team. 8 out of 17. Has not scored yet in this game. Still 12 and a half minutes of basketball left to play, but you don't want to be giving up points now, because right now Northridge feels like they want to run away and hide from the Lady Tigers. Kaiser's free throw rattles in. Yater comes out. Gorbel is in for Doug Springer. 38-32 Northridge. And Kaiser's got the ball for her second free throw, and it is short. Tipped by Goheen, out of bounds, Northridge ball. Uh-oh. And Goheen looked like she may have stepped on somebody's ankle. She is trying to run back down the floor. And the official down at the other end is double-checking with Kaylee to make sure that she wants to continue. Tears are running down her face, but she says, I want to keep going. Warsaw now pressing. 4.5 minutes left to play, third quarter. Northridge leads by six. Scholl across the line. Down to the left wing, Ambers. Ambers crosses over behind the back, takes it out to the top of the circle, then off to the right. Now back to the middle. Trying to go back door. Nobody open. Out to Walker. Walker pressured loosely by Bricker. Now Walker gets around the corner and shot it short. Bricker with the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker races up the middle, 4-on-3. Crosses over. Spins left. Kicks it out to Goheen for a 5-footer that's good. Goheen with her first point of the night. And a big one it is, 38-34. Warsaw within four. Ambers out top, Scholl. Backs down into Kaiser, backing down, faking, turns and shoots and scores. Lily Scholl's got 32. Northridge down by six again. Oh, I'm sorry, Northridge up by six again. Kaiser between the circles. Right side to Bricker. Bricker off a screen. Starts in against Scholl. Takes her down in. Falls, fires, and hits. Bricker with her first two of the third. She's got 18. 40-36. Northridge with the ball in the lead. 3:10 left to go in this third stanza. Walker out top for Scholl. Scholl against Kaiser, who's out there with three fouls. Right off the screen. Ran into Goheen. Tried to slip it inside and did. DeGorbel, who's wide open for two. And a timeout will be taken by Lenny Krebs. It's a full timeout, and the Northridge fans are on their feet. 2:53 left to play in the third on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. Northridge, 42. Warsaw, 36. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw ball, 2:53. Clock now moving. Northridge, 42. Warsaw, 36. Bricker to the near side of the center circle as she brings it from right to left. Now takes it toward the right side of the court. Ball knocked away by Bricker. She keeps the dribble going. Now to Neely between the circles. Now to Bricker at the elbow against Ambers. Faces up. Takes her down to the block. Into a double team. Triple team. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound Gorbel. Bricker went down in a heap again. And they are not calling that foul. In transition, Rieksecker. Scholl deep right corner. Out to Gorbel. Down in deep for Walker. Walker spins a circle and takes it all the way from the right side to the left. Then back to the free throw line. Then back in the lane. Fakes and shoots and scores. Walker with 4 points. And it's 44-36. Warsaw down by eight. Bricker left wing for three. Good. Oh, they needed that one. Her third of the game. Her 65th of the season. Walker, backdoor cut, Scholl to the basket for two. And right now Northridge is scoring at will. Zartman, right wing, into a triple team, fell down, foul called. And the Northridge fans don't like it, but Walker gets the foul. That's her first. 46-39, Northridge by 7 with 1:40 to go in the third. Neely to play it in. Warsaw's been down before. Remember, they were on 12 right before halftime against Belmont. And Belmont was scoring at this rate. Neely looking. Looking, and as the inbound pass batted, and it's taken away. Scholl got a hand on it. Ambers in transition, runs it down inside, threw it off of Gorbel and out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw. And Ambers is being told what I thought she should have done, which is just keep it and drive it in there. Warsaw ball down by 7, 1:30 left to play, third quarter. Bricker walks it across the line. In between the circles, one-on-one against Ambers. Back to Neely. Neely to the free throw line. Takes it in, double team, got hammered, foul call. Gorbel will pick up the foul. No complaint from Doug Springer. That'll be Gorbel's first. Neely shoots two. 1:17 left to play here in the third quarter. Northridge shoots 47% from the field for this season. Neely up there for a pair. First one's in. Her fifth point. 46-40 Northridge. 1:17 left, third quarter. Neely, Warsaw's best free throw shooter. Puts the second one right through. Six for Neely. 46-41 Northridge. Riegsecker across the line to Scholl. Scholl hands back to Ambers. To Scholl, who will bring it from the left wing all the way out to the top. Finds a cutting Ambers. Down the lane, hop, skip, and a jump. Shoots it up and in. And the Warsaw fans can't believe there aren't traveling calls. But, again, they have not called that against Northridge tonight. Out top, Kaiser. They leave her alone. Shoots a three, and it's good. Her fifth three-pointer of the season, and it couldn't come at a bigger tie. Up the sideline, Zartman's called for a blocking foul. Brooke with her third. 44 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw within four. It's 48-44. But Warsaw's got to get some stops. Ambers to play it in near the scorer's table. Bounces it into Walker. Walker, pass far side, deflected, got to Riegsecker. Down to the wing, Scholl for a 22-footer. It's no good. Bricker tipped the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw with 33.9 left. Bricker and Ambers were tangled up together, and it clearly hit Ambers last. And Zartman is going to take it up this time. 30 seconds. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw. Bricker out in the center circle. 23 seconds. 14 fouls on Northridge, so a free throw would be coming here if Northridge fouls. 15 seconds. Bricker against Ambers. 9 seconds. Dribbles to the right. Now 8. Now 7. Now 6. Bricker off his screen. Takes it down the lane. In the corner. Kaiser another 3. And it's good again! And that'll do it for the third. Kaiser with back-to-back threes. And it's a one-point game on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. Northridge 48. Warsaw 47. We start the fourth and 60 on News Now Warsaw.